kom van Gospel Radio Zefania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Maar lieve luisteraars, laten we de Heer loven, danken en prijzen. Loven omdat Hij machtig en wonderbaar is. Danken omdat Hij alles voor ons betekent. Hij is onze Vader. Hij is onze rijkdom. Hij is de koning der koningen en de Heer der heerscharen. Daar danken wij hem voor. Lieve luisteraars, we gaan hem prijzen. Heren, trouwe God en Vader, we prijzen uw machtige Jezus naam. We geven u de eer, de lof en de dank omdat u het waardig bent. U bent waardig te ontvangen alle lof en alle eer, Vader. We danken u voor uw liefde, voor uw barmhartigheid. Voor de genade die u ons geeft, Vader. Omdat u ons zo krachtig bijstaat, Vader. En we danken u, Vader, voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest, Vader. Vader, we geven u de eer. Omdat u de wonderbare raadsman bent, de sterke God, de vredevorst. U bent de leeuw van Juda. U bent de eeuwige Vader, de vredevorst. Vader, u bent de machtige, de almachtige. Vader, u bent alles, Vader. Daarom mogen wij ook alles voor uw troon van genade brengen, Vader. Want u bent onze helper, groot van kracht en steeds bereid, Vader. We danken u, Vader. We danken u voor alle gospelradio's, Vader. We danken u, Vader, voor alle bestonden die gehouden worden, Vader, de leider. En de lijsters en de mensen die bidden, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat wij de kinderen voor uw troon van genade mogen brengen. En we vragen een zegen voor hun en hun familie, Vader. Vader, we bidden voor broeder Cor en zuster Marlene en hun gezin, Vader. Wilt u hen zegenen, Vader? Vader, we danken u, mijn heiland, dat wij zo de voorgangers van alle gemeentes voor uw troon van genade mogen brengen, Vader. Wilt u ze zegenen, Vader? Vader, we danken u dat wij ook de vluchtelingen, de zendelingen, Vader, waar ze ook zijn en waar ze zich ook bevinden, Vader, voor uw troon van genade brengen, Vader. Vader, we bidden u zegenen voor ze, Vader. Vader, we danken u ook voor alle landen. Maar we bidden apart, Vader, voor Suriname, mijn heiland, Jezus Christus. Vader, we weten dat u niet partijdig bent, Vader. Dat u alles ziet, Vader, hoe ze zijn, want u hebt ze gemaakt, Vader. Maar we bidden daar, Vader, voor Suriname vrede, blijdschap, Vader. En u weet wat ze nodig hebben, Vader. Vader, we geven u de eer, de lof en de dank. En we bidden Jeruzalem vrede toe, Vader. Mogen wie u lief hebben rust genieten. Vader, we weten dat u de overwinnaar bent over alles. En met uw Vader zijn wij meer dan overwinnaar. Ja, lieve luisteraar. Dan gaan we naar onze ochtendtekst. En ik lees vandaag uit onze ochtendtekst 1 Johannes 1, vers 7. Nee, neem me niet kwalijk. Psalm 19. Psalm 90, vers 10. Uit onze ochtendtekst lezen we Psalm 90, vers 10. En het zegt: de dagen onze jaren, daarin zijn 70 jaren. En indien wij sterk zijn, 80 jaren. Wat daarin onze trots was, is moeite en leed. Psalm 90, vers 10. De psalmist noemt moeite en verdriet het uitnemendste van ons aardse leven. En iedere bejaarde gelovige zal dat onderschrijven. Het is door beproeving en lijden dat we Gods aangezicht zochten met berouw en overgave in ons groot verdriet, vonden wij troost bij Jezus en voegden ons naar zijn wil. Dank, o Heer, ook voor het lijden dat mij nader bracht tot u. En dan zeggen wij zo tezamen, dank u, o Heer, ook voor het lijden dat ons nader bracht tot u. Psalm 90, vers 10. Dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Deuteronomium hoofdstuk 5. Herinnering aan de wetgeving op de Sinaï. Herinnering op de wetgeving op de Sinaï. Mozes riep geheel Israël samen en zeide tot hen: hoor Israël, de inzettingen en de verordeningen die ik heden doe horen, opdat gij ze leert en naast het onderhoud. De Heere onze God heeft met ons een verbond gesloten op Horeb. Niet met onze vaderen heeft de Heere dit verbond gesloten, maar met ons, zoals wij hier heden allen in leven zijn. Van aangezicht tot aangezicht heeft de Heere met u gesproken op de berg uit het midden van het vuur. Ik stond ten in tijden tussen de Heere en u om het woord des Heeren mede te delen. Want gij vreesde voor het vuur en gij kwam de berg niet op. En hij zeide: ik ben de Heere uw God, die u uit het land Egypte, uit het diensthuis, geleid hebt. Gij zult geen andere goden voor u, voor mijn aangezicht hebben. Gij zult geen andere goden voor mijn aangezicht hebben. Gij zult u geen gesneden beeld maken van enige gestalte die boven in de hemel of onder op de aarde is, of die in de wateren onder de aarde is. Gij zult u voor die niet buigen, noch hen dienen. Want ik, de Heere uw God, ben een naijverig God, die de ongerechtigheid der vaderen bezoekt aan de kinderen en aan het derde en aan het vierde geslacht van hen die mij haten. En die barmhartigheid doe aan duizenden van hen die mij liefhebben en mijn geboden onderhouden. Gij zult de naam van de Heere uw God niet ijdel gebruiken, want de Heere zal niet onschuldig houden wie zijn naam ijdel gebruikt. Onderhoud de Sabbatdag dat gij die heiligt, zoals de Heere uw God u geboden heeft. Zes dagen zult gij arbeiden en al uw werk doen. Maar de zevende dag is de Sabbat van de Heere, uw God. Dan zult gij geen werk doen. Gij, nog uw zoon, nog uw dochter, nog uw dienstknecht, nog uw dienstmaag, nog uw rund, nog uw ezel, nog uw overige vee, nog de vreemdeling die in uw steden woont, opdat uw dienstknecht en uw dienstmaak rusten zoals gij. Want gij zult gedenken dat gij dienstknechten in het land Egypte geweest zijt, en dat de Heere uw God u vandaar heeft uitgeleid met een sterke hand en met een uitgestrekte arm. Daarom heeft u de Heere uw God geboden de Sabbatdag te houden. Eer uw vader en uw moeder, zoals de Heere uw God u geboden heeft, opdat uw dagen verlengd worden en het u welga in het land dat de Heere uw God u geeft. Gij zult niet doodslaan en gij zult niet echt breken en gij zult niet stelen en gij zult geen valse getuigenis spreken tegen uw naaste. En gij zult niet begeren uw naasten vrouw. Gij zult uw zinnen niet zetten op uw naastenhuis, nog op zijn akker, nog op zijn dienstknecht, zijn diersmaak, zijn rund, zijn ezel nog op iets dat van uw naaste is. Deze woorden heeft de Heere tot uw gehele gemeente gesproken op de berg uit het midden van het vuur. De wolk en de donkerheid met luide stem. En hij voegde daaraan niets toe. Hij schreef ze op 2 stenen tafelen en gaf mij die. Toen gij nu de stem hoorde uit het midden van de duisternis, terwijl de berg stond in een brand van vuur, nadert gij tot mij. Al de hoofden uw stammen en uw oudsten, en gij zeide: zie, de Heere onze God heeft ons zijn heerlijkheid en zijn grootheid getoond. En zijn stem hebben wij gehoord uit het midden van het vuur. Op deze dag hebben wij gezien dat God spreekt met een mens en dat deze toch in leven blijft. Maar nu, waarom zouden wij sterven? Want dit grote vuur zal ons verteren als wij nog langer de stem van de Heere onze God horen, zullen wij sterven. Want welke sterveling is er die de stem van de levende God heeft horen spreken uit het midden van het vuur, zoals wij, en die in leven is gebleven, nadat gij en hoor alles wat de Heere onze God zegt, en breng gij dan alles aan ons over wat de Heere onze God tot u spreekt, dan zullen wij het horen en doen. Toen de Heere uw woorden hoorde, terwijl gij tot mij sprak, zeide de Heere tot mij: ik heb de woorden van dit volk gehoord, die zij tot u spraken. Het is goed alles wat zij gezegd hebben. Och, hadden zij steeds zulk een hart om mij te vrezen en om al mijn geboden te onderhouden, opdat het hun en hun kinderen voor altoos wel mocht gaan. Ga, zeg tot hen: keer naar uw tenten terug, maar zij mij, opdat ik u mededelen. Pardon, maar sta gij hier bij mij, opdat ik u mededelen heel het gebod, al de inzettingen en verordeningen die gij hun moet leren, opdat zij die nakomen in het land dat ik hun geven zal om het in bezit te nemen. Onderhoud ze naastig, zoals de Heere uw God u geboden heeft. Wijk niet af naar rechts, nog naar links. Heel de weg die de Heere uw God u geboden heeft, zult gij gaan, opdat gij leeft en het u wel gaat en gij lang woont in het land dat gij in bezit zult nemen. Tot zover, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb gelezen Deuteronomium hoofdstuk 5. Herinnering aan de wetgeving op de Sinaï. En tot zover heeft de Heere gezegd: onderhoud ze naastig, zoals de Heere uw God u geboden heeft. Wijk niet af naar rechts, nog naar links. Heel de weg die de Heere uw God u geboden heeft, zul gij gaan, opdat gij leeft en het u wel gaat en gij lang woont in het land dat gij in bezit zult nemen. Dan wens ik u allen Gods rijkste zegen toe. En ik zou zeggen, de Heere zegene u zo tezamen met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. En als God voor ons is, lieve luisteraars, u zal dan voor ons teken ons zijn. Ik wens u het beste met de Heere. Halleluja. Amen.
Ah, mijn zuster Emma, dank u wel ook vannacht. Wij gaan door in de kracht van de Heer. En uw bijdrage betekent heel veel voor Radio Sefanja. Mogen de Heer u sterken, goede nacht geschieven en zo de Heer het leidt tot morgen.
Dank u wel, moeder Kor, en de groetjes aan zuster Marlene.
Zal ik doen.
Ja, dag, moeder Kor.
Dag, zuster, maar tot morgen.
Jawel, moeder Kor.
Daarnet kunnen luisteren naar het openingsgebed van Radio Sefanja. Het was in handen van zuster Emma. En zuster Emma nogmaals bedankt. Sefanja Radio tot 1 uur. Tijd voor een aflevering van Het Woord van God in het Engels, de beste Samuel Lee.
In our lives, in our Christian lives, there will come a time, not only one time, maybe more than one time, there will come a time that our faith and our beliefs are going to be challenged. Hello? There are two types of people in this, no, three types of people in the Christian world. One type of people is, they only praise God when everything is going well. Are you listening to me? When everything is going well, when you have your car, when you have your house, when you have your baby, when everything is going well, you praise God. But when things go wrong, the first thing that you forget is God. That's one type of people. Hello. The other type of people are the opposite. When everything goes wrong, they start remembering God. Hello? When sickness comes, oh, Chineke, God, where are you? Are you listening? When things go well, in casual letter come, suddenly we start thinking, oh God, what have I done wrong? Or when sickness comes, oh God, there are these kind of people. So, one kind of people are people, when everything goes right, they praise God. As soon as a small challenge comes, they are shaking, they forget God. The other group are people who, whenever problem comes, they remember Jesus. And then you see them 3 weeks or 4 weeks in the church, or 5 weeks. 5 is at the highest. 6, you never see them. 7, even you call them, they don't answer. 10, they don't even remember you. Until the problem comes, then they remember, oh, pastor, pray for me. It's not the pastor. You don't go to pastor. Pastor can do you nothing. It's only Jesus that can change you. It's only Jesus that can heal you. Hello? And now you have the third group of people. The third group of people are the people, whether it is going well, whether it is not going well, whether they are sick or healthy, whether they are rich or poor, whether they are, whatever situation they are going through, the only thing they know is to praise the Lord. And that type of Christian I want you to be today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Apostle Paul said, it doesn't matter I am rich or poor, I am healthy or sick, I am free or in prison. In all my circumstances, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise Him. In sickness or in health, in happiness or in sadness, I'm going to praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're not praising Him well today. You're not praising Him well today. Praise the Lord. How come that a great man like this, the great prophet like this, come to a position? And sometimes we may come to a position. I'm not saying that you don't come to that position. You can come to that position, but don't stay in that position. You rise up from that position. Don't allow life to break you down. Hallelujah. So in our lives, we may go through things that we, our faith and our belief is going to be challenged. Even Jesus was challenged. Satan went to Jesus and said, you see, free yourself. I will give you the kingdoms of the world. Free yourself and worship me. Are you fasting? Just free yourself. Turn to the stone to be bread and eat it and free yourself. Even Jesus was challenged. Even Job was challenged by his wife. Curse God and forget everything. But Job was afflicted. His life was afflicted. In the middle of affliction, he never cursed God. Hallelujah. Now how come that a great prophet like this come to a position to ask a question, Jesus, are you the one? It seems like some of you come to me and say, are you Samuel Lee? No. What am I then? I'm Samuel Lee. After 15 years, 20 years, you are with me, you're asking me, am I Samuel Lee? How was I Samuel Lee? Who am I going to be? I'm Samuel Lee. I am not Osama Bin Laden or something. I'm Samuel Lee. Now, it's very strange now. Some of you come who know me very well, even if you are eating in my house, you come and say, are you Samuel Lee? Of course, I'm Samuel Lee. This prophet, he saw Jesus, miracle. He saw the powers of Jesus, and still, he come to a position to say, are you the one? Are you the Messiah coming? Well, he is the one who said, this is the Messiah. That's why, listen to me, I want to give you a life lesson. People who praise you often, don't believe them. Because people, at least in my personal life, people who have praised me a lot, they are the people who have broke me a lot. Are you listening to me? I am not shaken by anyone who praises me. Because I know if someone praises me today, that very same person will be praised me tomorrow. You understand? I'm not moved by it. Sometimes we may be flattered, but I'm not moved by if someone praises me. Because I know that if you praise me today, well, you are my family. I'm talking about outside world. You praise me today, tomorrow you will break me or forget me. Or tomorrow you see someone better than me, you praise him. That's how life is. Life is life. And life is not fair. Deal with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Now, I was asking myself the question, how come that this man went through this question to say, are you the one? Number one, you know why he asked this question? Because the man was pressured. The man was pressured. You are sitting here on your Lacoste shirt and Eco shoe and Burberry bag and everything. Relax, listening to the word of God. You go now to Syria, I'll talk to you if you are a Christian or not. We are sitting here relaxing, even myself, relax, but know that where I'm coming from. We have experience in these things. Relax, Christianity. Oh, everyone is not doing well today. Oh, the sound is hard today. The sound is low today. It is hot today. It is cold today. I'm not going to church because it's nice weather. I am not going to church because it's bad weather. I'm not going to church because it's snowy. I'm not going to church because sun is shining. So when are you going to church? Look, your answer is in the same verb. Your answer is there. Let me jump to answer. Look what Jesus said in the same chapter, verse 15, from verse 15, the same chapter from verse 15. Look what Jesus said. Whoever has an ear, let him hear. Look, Jesus is saying, to what can I compare this generation? This generation, to whom shall I compare? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. That is what Jesus is talking. We play a pipe, that means flute. We play a flute for you, you didn't dance. We sang a solo song, you didn't cry. So in other words, if you play joyful song, you are not happy. If you play sad song, you are not happy. If the weather is shining, you are not happy. If the weather is shining, you are not happy. That's human being. So I'm talking today to you about pressure. Nowadays, Bibles and iPads. I have one myself. Are you listening?
Yes.
Relax, coming. Yeah, some of our women beautiful in makeup, high heels coming to church. Excuse me for women, I love you. Relax, makeup. Thank God now we are having decent dresses. Normally, if the dresses is that good, you have to even close your eyes and pray. To church, praise the Lord, chewing gum in the mouth. Yeah? And then when it is not good, put the chewing gum under the chair. Huh? In this way, we are having worship and praise. When I'm talking about pressure, I'm talking about our brothers and sisters who are right now in some areas of Middle East, like Syria, like all these areas that have been Iraq, that have been running away for their lives. Their women are being raped. Their children are being raped. They are being called to deny Jesus. They are being beheaded because of faith in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? And here we are, the church in Europe, the church in America, the church in Australia. We are relaxed. Hey. Hey, we are relaxed. Look at your neighbor, say relax. The man was in pressure. The man was in pressure. He went through tremendous pressure in life. You know why? Because he was in prison. He was tortured. He was beaten. He was attacked by the soldiers of Rome every day in his prison. And at the end, he was beheaded. So ISIS is not something new. It has been there already. You know, in Saudi Arabia, how many times they are beheading people, nobody even say human rights. America never say human rights in Saudi. They behead people, even stick to them. You know that in Saudi Arabia, they have a professional only cutting heads. He has a salary for that. At least 25 Filipinos have been chopping the head. You understand that? And there is no America to say they are as bad as ISIS, huh? Because they are friends in America. Now, don't let me go to politics now. I feel like preaching. He went through pressure. When he went through pressure, you tell you tell me you believe in me. It's not easy, yeah? It's not easy. I don't know whether it happened. What can I do in that position? The only answer I can say is not easy. It's really not easy. The man went through pressure. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes we are not like John the Baptist nowadays here because we are living in a wonderful place of the world, but sometimes we are also pressured. We are pressured by our lives. We are pressured by situations of our lives. We are pressured by our family situation, by financial situation. We are pressured by authorities and governments. It can happen to us. He went through pressure. And when you go through pressure, it is then that your real quality will come out. It is then that your real face will come out. The best relationship, you know it, when you go through pressure with one another.
Yes, Papa.
The best friendship is the friendship when you go through hellfire and that friend remains with you until the end. That's the pressure.
Yes.
And it is through pressure, it is through fire that your real face will come out, that your real character will show up.
Yes.
Your real love for God will show when you go through trials, when you go through persecutions. I never forget my trials. They can never be compared to the trials of our brothers and sisters in Iraq or Syria. But here, how many of you remember many years ago we were pressured, kicked out from our building by the local government? During those times, you don't know how much high blood pressure I had. How many times I almost hospitalized. How many times I was bedridden. You never know that. But it was during those days that my faith boosted up. It was during those days that I said, never. I am never going to quit. I am going to stand on my feet. I'm going to fight this thing. There are two things pressure can do to you. Either it will kill you, or you're going to kill the pressure. Listen to me, guys. I am myself talking like a tiger here, but it's to me also. Sometimes we have too much stress. Stress. Left and right stress. Stress, in Dutch we say stress kid. The stress chicken. We stress too much. Hello. Praise the Lord. Someone's bell is ringing. I hope it's not a stress. Praise God. Hallelujah. Easy. Take things and relax. Praise God. He went through pressure. And when pressure came, challenges came, disappointments came, the man started asking, are you the one? So, first of all, John the Baptist went through pressure. It is through pressure your faith will be proven. Are you listening to me? It is through pressure you can separate gold from stone. Are you listening? Yes. It's through fire that you can separate silver and gold. So when we go through pressure in life, we call upon the name of the Lord. Call me and I will answer you. Sometimes when pressure comes, so many things happen. We become angry, we fight with people around us. When pressure comes, we are, you know, in Dutch we say chagrijnig. Or the first thing we do, we call lawyer, we call police, we call everybody, but we don't call God. Yes. The first thing you need to do is to call God. Call upon the name of the Lord, yes, and you shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So why John the Baptist went through this question? Because he went through pressure. He is beginning to lose his faith. Number two, the reason. Are you listening? Number two. The reason why he come, hey Christian, you like this one? The second reason is that he start asking how come question. How many of you know how come question? Have you ever asked yourself how come question? How come question? In every relationship, there is a how come question. Especially when you are fighting. Husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. How come after all these things that I have done for you? Marriage counseling is like that. People come, they sit there. I don't imagine. They only talk to each other. How come after all these things that me and my family have done to you? And then the other person says, let me correct it. I said, let me correct it. It's not you or your family who did it to me. It's me and my family. All these things that we have done to you. How come? How come? How come? How many of you have been asking the how come question? How come? Maybe John the Baptist asked himself the how come question. How come I baptized this man? How come the dove came and sit upon his head? How come that he is the one that I myself even proclaimed? How come because of him I eat locusts every day in the desert? How come because of this man I dressed, shanty dressed, and I was in the desert every day? How come after all these proclamations, shouting in the desert, And sometimes we are also like that. Oh God, how come? How come I have been always in the church? Not even one Sunday I have missed. Oh God, how come I have been paying my tithe that I don't pay? Oh no, I pay. That I pay. How come? After all these things, how come? Do you know how many people are being disappointed in their churches? And because they are disappointed in their churches, they immediately disappointed in God. Listen, your church is not your God. Your church is a fellowship. And some people I have been talking to, they don't go to churches anymore. Why? Because, for example, they did something in the church and nobody thanked them. Or they did something in that, nobody say hello to them. And because, or pastor chopped the money. Or pastor put the money in his pocket and make a benzene station in here and there. Also disappointments. I know what I'm talking about. Some people, they lose their faith in that. After all these things, I have been going to prayer. Listen, let me tell you something, man. Don't get disappointed to me. Even those people who pray and fast long, you can get sick. So you know why? Because you are a human being. Your body has genes and molecules and everything. And bacteria are also there. Germs are also there. So if we all pray day and night, nobody gets sick, then why do we need heaven? Are we listening today? So even people who pray a lot, they can go through challenges. But there is one difference between them and them. Those people who pray a lot, when they go through challenges, they start holding on Jesus Christ. So this John the Baptist started asking, how come? Oh, how come I have been doing this? How come I have been doing that? How come I have done so and such? How come I have been there? How come? Why am I like this now? I thought, but you don't listen to me. Oh God, can I open my mouth? Can I open my mouth? Listen, Christianity is not a replacement of juju.
No.
Are you listening? Some of us, we think that Christianity means juju. That, you know, now I am a Christian, the only difference is that now I don't go to juju man, I go to pastor. That he can pray for me, and pastor will arrange things for me in heaven, and so I will. No, my friend, if you are going to go to Jujuman will help you. Christianity is not a replacement of black magic or white magic or whatever magic you want to call it. Christianity is not hocus pocus. Christianity is not juju. Hello! Some of us, we think that Christianity is, if we do the right thing, immediately the good thing will come. No, sometimes you do the right thing, all hell will lose against you. Christianity is not a formula 2 + 2 = 4. Sometimes, when you do the good things, some bad things may happen. But the reality of life is that when you are in Christ Jesus, even the bad things that happen to you, you will go through it and you'll come out of it victorious. Hello. Even Pope himself can die. Yeah, they die. Some of you don't accept Pope even as a Christian, but anyway, it's your problem. Hello. So the how come question, how come I have been doing this? How come I have been doing that? How come I have been faithful to God? Listen to me. Stop with that how come question. Because it's going to make your life miserable. You know, when you do good to somebody, don't expect that somebody do good to you. In fact, even expect that that person will do you back.
Yes.
Nowadays, it's like that.
Yes.
When you help somebody, instead of they are grateful to you, they are the first to betray you.
Yes. Of course.
You say, Pastor, how do I know? Out of counseling. Out of counseling. Nowadays, you help some people. When you help them, instead of they are grateful to you, tomorrow they are gossiping behind you. So for example, now you need money, right? You need money. You come to someone, oh, give me money, I need money. Please, if you don't give me money, 5,000 euro, 6,000 euro. Let's say somebody gives somebody 6,000 euro. Now the 6,000 euro has been given. From that day on, gossips are around that person who gives the 6,000. Why? Because if the person have a bad face in the community, and even if you don't have paper, it's even better that we can report it to police. They will send him back to his country, then I don't need to pay back my sister. These kind of things are happening in this society today. You see, when you do good to somebody, don't expect that person to come and shine your shoe. You understand? When you do good to somebody, don't even expect anything. Even if you want to be more realistic, even expect even that that very person may be against you tomorrow.
Yes.
We say that when someone comes to borrow from your money, that day you are his friend. Mm-hmm. The day you claim your money back, you are his enemy. Isn't it? Give me my money back. Give me my money back. It happened to me, to one of my friends that I know long time. I borrow him money. After that, I become the bad man. I hear gossip within my family. I say, hey, where did the gossip come from? So when you do good to somebody, yeah, when you do good to God, listen to me. When you come, can I talk to you? Open heart today. Yes. When you come to church, you are not favoring me.
No.
You understand? No. If you come to church, you are not favoring me. If you pay well and I can get a salary, then you are favoring me. You understand? But I don't get anything. You understand? You don't favor me nothing. When you come to church, you are not even favoring God. When you come to church, you favor yourself, because yourself are going to benefit from the word of God.
Amen.
Some people come to me and say, Pastor, I will come to your church. You say, it's not my church. It's not my church. If it's my church, it will be called Samuel Lee Foundation. No, it's Jesus Christ Foundation. It's not my church. Do you understand me? Oh, Pastor, I'm coming to your church. I'm coming. And sometimes you don't see them for a long time, and you see them in the street. You say, brother, I haven't seen you in the church. Why you haven't you come to the church? Okay. The okay is long. The longer the frequency of the okay, the harder the man is thinking, what answer shall I give? Okay. When you come to church, you don't make me a favor. You are not coming to church to favor me.
No.
You come to church to receive favor from God. You pray not to favor me. You pray or you don't pray, it's not my problem. Sometimes here, Wednesday evenings, half of you are not coming to pray, because it's not needed for you to pray. When you come to pray, you don't come for me. You don't come for him. You come for God. God to bless you. Hello.
Hi.
So when you are a part of a church, when you are part of a family, hello, can I talk to you today?
Yes.
You are not favoring me. You favor God. Some people say, yeah, I don't need church. I say, why you don't need church? Yeah, because nowadays television, you know. When you open television, you have Joseph Prince, you have John Austin, you have one more.
Joyce Meyer,
you have all of them. It's wonderful. Even I myself listen to them to get inspiration. But let me tell you something. If someone died today, Joseph Prince will not come and do the funeral. You need to belong to a community. If you want to wear, by God's grace, in 3 weeks we have a wedding. If you want to wear, you cannot put the television of Joseph Prince there to wear him. So let me put Joseph Prince. So Joseph Prince is there. You are there. Is it like that?
No.
Oh, listen. Don't ask questions, how come? How come I have been member? How come I have? No, my friend. You don't ask how come question. Whatever you do for your God, you do it for yourself.
Yes.
Whatever you do good to others, be assured that God will reward you for that. Yes. But don't get your reward from people. People are not there to reward you.
No.
God will reward you.
Yes.
When you do good, God will reward you. Don't expect that. more. I'm not even on half of my preaching. But anyway, number three. Why John the Baptist went through this question? The first one, who remember the first one? He went through pressure. The second one, he started asking how come question. How come? I don't know how come. Number three, wrong expectations. Wow. Wrong expectations. You know why? Because these people, including John the Baptist, he expected Jesus to become a military king with his soldiers and listening to come and fight Herod. In fact, he was fully disappointed because Jesus said, even that Herod, I will die for him. Even that Herod, I love him. That Herod that you people want to kill him, I love him. Are you listening to me? So John the Baptist had a wrong expectation from Jesus. He thought Jesus would come as a general because he's the king. How many of you remember when Jesus entered Jerusalem? Everyone bowed to him. They said, King of Kings, Hosanna to the greatest son of David. You remember that? Why did they bow to him? And 1 week later, they all shout, crucify him. Why? Why did they bow to him? Because they thought that he is the king. They thought that he's the king and he's going to make a military coup d'etat, and he's going to take away Herod. But Jesus come and said, no, I'm not coming to make a coup d'etat. Even I'm coming so that your oppressors are going to be friends with you. And you be friends with your oppressors and sit at the one table of brotherhood and eat and drink. That is why I came to this world. That the lion and lamb will chop together.
Amen.
That's why this man was disappointed. And that's why so many people, when they go to church, they are disappointed. Because they think that the pastor is the miracle maker. They think that the elders are the miracle maker. So they go to church, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 month, nothing is happening. Oh no, this pastor is not strong. I'm going to another church. Then they go, they try another pastor for 2 months. Oh no, this pastor is not strong. I'm going to another church. And then they go to another pastor, and the pastor will say, oh, I can see the color of your underwear. Oh, it's true. The pastor is true. How are you? Then you say, this one is a black man. Wow, it's good one. You say, underwear. I'm telling you, I listen myself in the radio. One pastor said the color of your underwear or something. I'm telling you. And that person says, it's true, you are man of God. Hey! Are there no other things than other way that is man of God? Hello! You think I'm joking? I'm telling you the truth. Even that pastor was from London. A London pastor. I don't know his name, but somewhere there. Hallelujah. Sometimes people, I'm coming to church to get rich. No, you don't come to church to get rich. I'm coming to church to get this. I'm coming to church. No, you don't go to church to get this thing. Church is not a juju place. Hello. Some people come to me, can I be heart to heart? Some people go, Pastor, I have seen, some of you, even mothers, some of you sisters, you come to me and say, you have seen that this pastor of the church, the pastor of this building, has put some juju inside the building. Let me ask you a question. The pastor of this church who has the leadership over this building, if the man has put juju in his church, why you don't have a better church today? If the owner of this video, my friend, I don't mention his name in this preaching, but he's my friend. If that man has put juju, something, can you describe me what is that something? Put in the something. Why that man has not a mega church today? Because most of the time we tell that to people who have mega churches that they are millionaires. Are we listening today? That some of you will come way. Pastor,
I'm opening my heart today.
Pastor, when are we moving out of this building? So let me tell you when. When every one of you put 400,000 euro in your account. So don't come and tell me the man who to do here. Who is he? Even if the man who you do, the power of God is bigger than anything you do. Hey, Adonai Elohim, help me. I feel like hard to have children. I know we have guests, but the guests are family and our sister, so I can talk to them. Position. Coming and so Pastor, by God's grace, when are we going to the new building? So we will go to the new building when you pay your tithe. Yeah. So if you don't pay your tithe, we are still here. Praise the Lord. So different expectations. Now I'm expecting this, I'm expecting that. Even one time, one woman was totally disappointed in me. She wants to have a 4,000 in from her phone. She's not a member of our church. You know, when she talked to me, because she always see me in the newspaper list, when I start talking, she said, "Ah, I am disappointed. I didn't know that your voice is like this. You talk like an African man." I said, "Yeah, what, how do you want me to talk that?" The woman is a, you know, the white woman. She was telling me. I said, what accent shall I talk? American? So I said, "Hello, sister. I'm going to pray for you today. This is my accent. You like it or not?" Well, shall I speak English? British? Right. Sister, please tell me. My name is Bill, Mr. Bill. This is my accent because I am surrounded with foreigners. And foreigners, we speak our language. This is my accent. You like it, you like it, you take it, you leave it. No, but I didn't expect your voice to be on. You want me to pray for you, or did you go for my voice? Disappoints you. Yes. Listen to me. You are made to praise the Lord. You are made to worship the Lord. Whether you like it or not, whether you are disappointed or not, you are made. Every breath that you take in and out is to praise the Lord. I'm even going to finish my preaching, but listen. And Jesus said, "Go back and tell him. Go back and tell him. Go back and let him know. Blind sees, lame walks, lepers cure, deaf hears, dead raises. Good news are being heard. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." In other words, the harvest, you don't count it in the beginning of the season. You count it at the end of it. It's not so important how you begin. It's important how you end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I know, you know, Apostle Paul said, "I will finish now." Apostle Paul said, "I become everything to everybody so that I can save one soul." You know, I have become a comedian. I have become preacher, I have made you laugh, I have made you cry. You know why? I have only one purpose, to make you happy.
Amen.
So that you come to church, you feel happy, and you start asking yourself a question. Am I really loving Jesus for He who is? Brothers and sisters, life can end very soon. You never know. In any moment, the other day, I was talking to my friend, his sister-in-law, from Suriname, married her third child. The first child was 2 years old, went under the car. Second child died from liver sickness at the age of 25. And the firstborn son was just died 2 weeks ago. He was walking in the street, someone right over him, 27 years old. They don't have children anymore. That is life. Don't take life for granted. Let us be happy. Glorify God for the things we have. You see, is that lady your wife who is sitting with you, sir?
Yeah.
That's your wife. That's your bride. Be happy with her. Cherish her. You cherish your husband. You cherish your wife. Your wife cherishes you. Cherish children. Cherish your husband. Cherish your friends around you. Because that is all that we have in this world. The rest is useless. Nothing. At this moment, your lover, your loved one is alive. Enjoy them.
Yes.
Don't always celebrate the funerals. Celebrate life. Yes. Celebrate things. Yes. Don't only celebrate when someone is dead. But celebrate your wife, your husband, your children, your uncles, your aunties, your brothers, your sisters, your church members when they are alive, and celebrate with them.
Amen.
The other day, my friend said, he's a pastor friend, a very good friend. I said, I invited all the people for my birthday. So many people didn't come. And one pastor before my said, it's true. When we give funeral, everyone comes. But when we give birthday, nobody comes.